Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat. You're listening on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman, and we are in our downtown Lansing studios. And right now, we have Peter Schottenfels. He's going to be on. He's the communications manager with Google in New York. And Peter, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Chris?
Very good, thank you. And we've got you coming to town here pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, there's supposed to be a snowstorm coming that might stop me from coming tomorrow, but I am on my way. I'm very excited.
Okay, well, this is how we welcome people to Michigan. We want to remind them we're the winter wonderland, right?
I'm from Michigan. I remember all the winters.
You're a former Wolverine, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm a Wolverine. I'm born and raised in West Bloomfield, Michigan.
Oh, well, good for you, and congratulations on your weekend now, right? Because you took that Big Ten tournament. There you go. Well, listen, tell me a little bit about Google. How long have you been with them? And you can share with us how darn much fun it is to be at Google.
So I'm actually pretty new to Google, but I've worked in this tech space for a while now. I'm so excited to be working at Google and to be part of the Grow with Google team. This is a really exciting initiative that is near and dear to my heart. Our goal with Grow with Google nationally is to create economic opportunities for Americans everywhere. And we think that the key to that is with digital skills training, both for small businesses and for people looking to get the skills they need to have a new job, to grow their business, to start a new business, to take their career in a new direction. And we are so excited to bring our Grow with Google tour to Michigan's capital.
Peter, it's kind of interesting because every 6 months we do a thing called the Michigan Future Business Index, which the Accident Fund Insurance Company underwrites. And we have found the last 3, 6, 7 of those, the number one challenge facing businesses is talent, getting people and retaining them. And I suspect somewhere on your horizon, Google looks at the same challenge.
Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the goals with Grow with Google is to look and see where we can help talent grow. And one of the reasons that we're coming to Lansing is we see with a growing, exciting downtown, it's a center for government and education. There are great institutions and organizations like Capital Area Michigan Works that can be there and kind of foster the seeds of growth. That talent doesn't need to just be imported. It can be homegrown. And we want Grow with Google to be part of that.
And that's an ideal circumstance when you home grow your talent. Now, let me ask you something, because one of the controversies is right now, the second issue challenging businesses is growth. And what they're saying basically is we can't grow without people. Training takes a little while. Give me an idea, I guess, kind of timeline to take somebody from the unemployed ranks or underemployed ranks and get them into a really viable, contributing, reasonably paying job.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to that timeline specifically, but what I can say is that all of the programs with Grow with Google are going to get someone from one spot to the other, but we offer a lot of different programs with Grow with Google, not just in Lansing for 2 days, but also on our online hub at google.com/grow, where people can learn applied digital skills, where you'll learn how to use kind of essential online tools such as spreadsheets, you know, documents, email basics, so just those kind of email internet essentials that are almost ubiquitous in every job nowadays. And there's hundreds of hours of programming there. There's more concrete programs as well, like our IT certificate program that we launched in January, which over the course of the year would teach a entry-level learner how to become an IT support person if you break your computer, if you're locked out of your email, all those things that are also very important for any company to function.
No, I can tell you, I need that training just to function in normal society right now.
So exactly.
I may jump
And then
in
one of the really great things that we're excited about is our Google for Jobs function, which is a way for people to find available jobs in their area. And there are new technologies that we utilize that can help people specify their search to what their skills are and also to what is most convenient to them.
You know, this really gives a marvelous opportunity, and you guys are so brilliant in the fact of not only what you do, but the fact that you're saying we need to look forward, we need to find workforce, we need to make sure they're kind of steeped in the Google culture, and let's bring them along so they can be viable contributing folks and feel good about what they're doing. You developed in along that course some relationships here in mid-Michigan, one of which, Capital Area District Libraries. And of course, you know, Capital Area Michigan Works, that's a no-brainer. They're in charge of this whole thing. But, you know, the LEAP and the Chamber of Commerce and all those things, you put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, one of the key parts about Grow with Google is forming relationships with the organizations that are really doing the work long after we're there. And, you know, our goal is to enable local organizations and institutions to continue providing these services long after we're gone for a few days. And so, you know, our expertise lies in providing the knowledge base and the skills training, but we don't have an office in Lansing. So if we want to reach people, we need local organizations like Capital Area Michigan Works to help us get people in the door.
If you're out there, you can also go to Grow Lansing, right? And register for this Friday, right?
Yep.
Excellent stuff.
.co/GrowLansing.
There you go. Okay. Hey, Peter, thanks so much for joining us. Peter Schottenfels from New York, Manager of Communications with Google New York. And we're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman on the Michigan Business Network.